The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Morning, folks. Good day, good evening, whatever time it is for you. I know there are people from everywhere on this YouTube Sangha. So IMC YouTube Sangha. I'm really happy to be with you this week, filling in for Gil. Gil's teaching a two-week retreat at IRC, so he'll be gone those 2 weeks, and then a third week as well. So it's really a pleasure to be here. I'm often a part of the Sangha, you know, those of you in the chat, and today I'll be in a different role, and this week I'll be in a different role. For those who don't know me, I live in Santa Barbara, and I teach in a Sangha here, as well as for IMC and IRC, our retreat center in Santa Cruz. So let's begin as we do with with the meditation. And I always like to mention posture at the beginning of a sit. I think it's really important. And after we've been practicing for a while, we can tend to ignore it, you know. And the way our body's held has a really a strong effect on our minds as well as our bodies and on our whole systems. And so, if our posture can stay in an orientation that supports being present in meditation, then our meditation is definitely going to benefit. So take a little time right now with your posture. Just finding a way of sitting that encourages this balance of alertness and ease that is so supportive of staying present as we sit. Just letting all the muscles that aren't necessary to keep you upright, let them soften if you're sitting or standing. Let your spine be upright, but not rigid. And take some time to notice where there's more tension in the body. Maybe in the face, the forehead, or the jaw, the neck, and the shoulders, the upper shoulders. Pay special attention to those areas or any areas where you habitually hold tension. Often tension in those upper areas around the head and neck and upper shoulders is related to mental tension. So easing the muscles there can sometimes lead to some easing in the mind as well. Let your chest be open so the breath can flow easily in and out. Let your belly be soft. And just touch into the way it moves as you breathe. If the belly is relaxed, it will move with the breath. And softening the belly can often soften tension in the mind, just as the upper parts of the body softening can soften the mind. Breathing in, just being present to the whole body. And breathing out and letting the whole body be in as much ease as possible, as soft, as open as possible. Let the breathing be at the center of your awareness and know it clearly, know it directly. And don't exclude what else is going on within you. Just let all the sensations be known as they arise. If there are thoughts, just know them and let them go. Just a very simple practice of awareness. And periodically, as we sit here, it can be useful to just give a little attention to your posture again, to notice if there are areas of tension that have crept back in since the beginning of the sit. You might notice if those are associated with particular kinds of thinking or emotion that are arising. And just see if you can let those relax. As the body eases, if the mind eases as well. There can be such simplicity in just attending to what's arising in our experience. Not moving into past or future and speculating about the present, just knowing what's happening. It's a real gift that we give ourselves when we do this. It's like a balm for the spirit. It's so simple, and yet it's very profound. It's a kindness. If you've felt any sense of ease as you practiced this morning and felt a sense of support from your practice, I invite you, I really encourage you to stay connected to that sense of ease and support, and to carry it into the world with you, into all the things that you do and the people you meet today. Let it spread.